Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
For you, we got a straggler. This is the last time, or the last 2 hours, you'll hear it anyway, because nobody got it last week, and we tried it for about 5 minutes the week before, so this is it. And in olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe they still do it today, Hungarians found a unique use for salami. Supposedly it's a guaranteed cure. Guaranteed cure for what? So that's my question. If you don't like it, well, I've got bumper stumpers, but you haven't heard any yet. There'll be seven of them because we have a two-hour show tonight, and they all have a theme, and all of them are, to one degree or another, known, should have been probably better known. All right, so with that in mind, if you don't know the bumper stumpers when you hear them and you have no idea about my Hungarian question, well, you can have your own category, and sky's the limit on that. All you got to do is call 888-876-5593. 888-RoLlye. That's it. And pick your poison, if you will, whatever you know something about, because everybody knows something about something. So we'll kick it off with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. How's it going tonight, Billy Bob?
Hey, 75th time caller.
All right, how about that?
Can I get two requests real quick?
Well, let's hear what they are.
Okay. Oh, thanks for playing the Sweet Nothings by Brenda Lee last Thursday, too. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And then you had last week about songs with themes that were about telephone calls.
Yes.
And they had one that sleeping in the next room.
Yes.
Well, there was a guy, another blues singer named Jesse James. Have you ever heard his version?
Of course.
I want him, because he starts with a monologue in his version. If you play that one, it'd be great. And the other one is the Popsicle song that by Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now.
Oh, God. All right.
No, for scratch it, just give me the other one.
Oh, no, that's you okay, know, Johnny Nash.
You know, I can see clearly now all of the popsicles are in my way.
Yeah. Might as well have been. All right, so fine, Jesse James, we'll definitely do that, and we'll think about
it. Yeah, you can scratch, Johnny.
We'll think about it. But in the meantime, writing them down that they're from you, because that's usually what happens is I forget who requests what. I played something else for you last week, but I don't remember what it is now.
We did. There was that one about the candy song.
Right.
I still forget what the name of it was now.
Oh, yeah. And that was Christina Aguilera, however you say that name.
Yeah, but the version I was talking was back on Chess Records in the 60s. There was a girl group that did it. That's the one I was wondering about.
Not the same song, then.
Oh, no, evidently not.
Candy, well...
But
It'll probably come to me in the middle of the night, but the lyrics...
You said it wasn't the title, but you knew the song I was talking about.
Right, and since then, I've just lost track of everything.
I appreciate your effort.
Lucky I know where I am, and hoping that the phones are going to work tonight, because I actually might have left them plugged in at the other studio, so we'll see.
Well, we're coming in loud and clear here.
Yep, you may be the only one. We'll see. All right, so, I don't know. All right, good deal. So, with that in mind, are you ready for trivia?
Fire when ready, Gridley.
You want 5x5.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of animal could fly in The Wizard of Oz?
Monkeys.
Yes. Who is Travis Kelce engaged to?
Travis Kelce. Oh, Taylor Swiftie.
Yes. Which TV show came up with Festivus?
Oh, the one Steinfeld or Seinfeld?
Yep. And one more and you got it. Who was SpongeBob's boss?
I know that's a cartoon, but I didn't know what his boss's name was. Okay. They worked down in the sea.
It was Mr. Crab, so I'll give you one, your fifth one, and you'll get this.
Oh, hopefully.
Oh, I think you will. What is the Italian pasta made from potatoes? Oh, you can do this.
I'll say latkes.
No, gnocchi.
Oh, that's Jewish. Well, yeah. I struck out, evidently.
We'll talk to you next week, and I'll try to get
you. What's the answer before I go? You don't leave me hanging now.
Gnocchi. G-N-O-C-C-I.
I thought that was Mernocchi. Like, it starts with a G-N-O.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I see. Betty is always cooking them on her TV show.
Right, and it's made from potatoes. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. So, yes, Nocci. And for better or worse. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And I guess we got to get a bumper stumper in there soon, which means that first I need to tell you about this. Chevy Drive Chicago is giving you the chance to win the car you want. It's the Pick It, Win It, Drive It from Chevy Drive Chicago. Four great choices from which to choose. Need a truck on which you can depend? Pick the Silverado. Ready to go EV? The Equinox EV is perfect. Want an SUV? The Blazer or Equinox is what you need. Entering is easy. Visit your ChevyDriveChicago.com. In the meantime, shop your pick at your local Chevy dealer. Proud official partner of your Chicago Bears.
Hey, I remember when I was down. You picked me up and made me realize I've been another woman's fool. Yeah, for this I claim, dear baby, for lending me your helping hand. For this I thank you, baby, for helping me to understand. You made a man of love,
my love,
worth the giving,
my love,
and my life worth the living. What more can you do? Hey, what more can you do? I
found joy
in you,
satisfaction
in what you do, and that ain't all, baby. I even found a peace of mind. For this I thank you, baby, for mending my broken heart. For this I thank you, baby, for giving me a brand new start. You made
my love,
worth the giving,
my love,
and my life worth the living. What more can you do? Hey, what more can you do? I never realized just how unhappy I was until you came along.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. A fine song. Yes, co-written by Andre Williams. Yeah, and Clarence Paul and Johanna. So that kind of gives you an idea. Love Tones are backing them. Who is that? 888-876-5593. There is your first bumper stumper. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Well, I'll tell you the year. 1962. Now, let's see. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and we've got a question in play, and that's the last time we do that is tonight. In the olden days in Hungary, and maybe who knows still today, I don't know, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure. A guaranteed cure for what? 888 876-5593. And we're going to kick it off here. Let's see. I believe Zula in Algonquin is back with us on WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Okay, can't complain. You're going to do 5x5 with me?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for a while, but I couldn't.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here now. So you ready?
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yep, I'm ready.
What's the capital of Louisiana?
I think you lost me on that one.
Okay, Baton Rouge. Now you'll never forget
it. I knew it.
Okay, yeah. Everybody hears about J.D. Vance these days, the Vice President of the United States. What does the J and D stand for?
I don't know.
You lost me on that one.
All right, well, that'd be James David, but that's okay. Call me back next week, and we'll try another 5.
No worries. See you later, Alex.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, J.D. Vance is about as common as it gets, James David Vance. All right, so it wasn't something weird. So, yeah, that would have been unfair all the way around. But that's always good to hear from Julia, and I'm so glad she called. All right, now I'm going to be glad when you do, too. Let me free that line up. Oh, so far the phones are working. Thank God. Larry is a first-time caller, and he's in Woodstock. I think he wants charts. So, Larry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how about yourself?
Love I'm glad your show.
Good to have you. So we're going to
first-time caller.
Yeah, well, good. I don't know what took you so long, but I hope you'll do it regularly. We're going to do charts, and you want 1978?
Sure.
Okay, this week, or do you want another week?
This week is great.
All right, let's get to the January the 14th chart, 1978. Number one, Baby Come Back.
Elvis.
Player.
Wrong.
Yeah, player. Number two. How Deep Is Your Love?
Oh, man. I don't know.
The Bee Gees.
I'm going to say Bee Gees, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, number three. Here You Come Again.
Journey.
Dolly Parton. All right. Next week, think of a better week.
All right, yeah, I was terrible at this.
That's all right.
But thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Show.
Great to have you.
I just started listening about 8 months ago. I've always wanted to call, so you have a great show.
Well,
I love it.
I'm delighted you did, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, so,
well.
Yeah, a fine week all the way around, or not. All right, so let's see. We've got Chris, and Chris is in Greenwood, South Carolina. So, all right, Chris, let's do this and do that. And magically, Chris is on the air. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? I heard one of your questions that you said.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, Travis Kelce is a hot topic. But I'm glad that they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I'm tired of Taylor Swift.
I'm interesting you know that. I have absolutely no idea. I just read what's on the page, and it was Laura who came up with that question, and we're grateful to her for it.
Okay, she must be a Swiftie.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it. She's just well-read and has a ton of questions.
So, yeah.
And I am grateful for every one of them, believe me.
Yep. And they're not going to the Super Bowl this year.
All right.
Nor Philadelphia.
All right. Is the Super Bowl going to be in Philadelphia?
Uh-uh.
No. Where? Where are they having it? I don't know. I don't know these things. I don't do sports.
I don't know. You know, it's been a bad year for football this year. None of my favorite teams going to
All
either
right.
one of them.
Where's the Super Bowl? Well, right now they're to be determined, according to this. And where is it? And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this right? I guess it is right. Santa Clara, California. All right, well, if you have to. So, yeah, there you get it, the Bay Area, not far from San Jose. All right, so that's the deal, San Francisco Bay Super Bowl. Very exciting. And we don't know who's in it yet.
and we don't know. Just like, you know, college, Clemson's not in the national championship.
Mm. No, well, obviously the Super Bowl is pro teams, clearly. I couldn't tell you much about the college teams. I'm sure the entire holiday season was filled with them.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, it's 70 years of these broadcasters like WRAL and WSBA.
Oh, at least.
They turned 70 years old this year.
I'm surprised that you're talking, when you say RAL, are you talking about the FM? Because I would assume that the AM was older than that.
The TV.
Oh, TV. All right. All right. Well, that's about right. A little bit late in the game, but not too. Yeah, you betcha. So Channel 5, there you have it. And, of course, Durham wound up with a U. They didn't get a V. So, all right.
But 5 was a V.
Yeah, of course, like, well, of course it was, and so was 11.
Yep.
All right.
And 7 out of Spartanburg.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the deal. But, yeah, I think
yep.
TVD was the U, I think. Maybe not.
No, 11 was a VHF.
11 was TVD. Who was the U? I worked in the same building with this damn station. I should know.
Channel 28.
All right. There you go. Shows you what I remember. So, absolutely.
Yep,
all right.
Just 5 and 11.
Yep, yep. And I knew that we had a U in the building. I didn't pay any attention to it. This would have required me to have a television set, which was something back then I did not have. So, all right, good deal. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you, Chris. All right, so 888-876-5593. Channel 28 doesn't seem right somehow, but I don't know. You know, I never went to that floor. All right, so 8888 Raleigh. Cleveland Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hello, Raleigh. I recall the potato pasta in my neighborhood was pronounced ganoush.
Well, it's still spelled G-N-O-C-C-H-I, apparently.
G-N-O-C-C-H. And I thought it was a knee, but nonetheless, I'm calling a couple of items. I think I know the first song.
Okay, great.
Set up there.
Great.
But it's an old Motown. You did say 1962.
I did.
And, yeah.
So who is it?
Like, for this, I thank you.
Who is it? Actually, for this, I know, but good enough. But who is it?
Geno Parks.
Absolutely right. It is Geno Parks. Yes,
okay,
that's 100% 100% right. And interesting all the way around. He was also on Golden World. But yeah, and you know, he was born Geno Purify. So I guess he almost could have been a Purify brother, but not. So there you have it.
I don't think the Purify brothers were real brothers.
No, of course they matter. Of course they weren't. Of course they weren't, and they weren't named
okay.
that. Yes, absolutely. All right, well, you're a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Yeah, but I got more for you today, if I could.
Oh, sure.
Okay, a couple weeks ago, you were talking to Johnny Goins down in Houston.
Yeah.
And you guys started back and forth, this and that, but you mentioned Billy Vera with Pen in Hand.
Yes.
Knocks me out that somebody would know that song, because that was on the jukebox when I was a teenager, the pool room up at the corner or around the corner that I used to go in and shoot pool, and that was on the jukebox. It was on a Seberg 100-type jukebox, and it was down there on the left, and somebody always played it, it seemed, when I was in there. But I remember seeing Billy Vera on, I think it was Johnny Carson,
mm-hmm.
years ago, too. But I just thought, you know, it kind of floored me that you two were talking about that.
Well, you know, it was a quasi-national hit. It went into the 40s, as far as that.
Okay.
I probably his biggest thing was with Judy Clay, Country Girl, City Man. But after that,
yeah.
I think this would have been about the big, and John says, shut up, it's time for the news. I'll talk to you later. Hang on, I want to confirm that address. Don't go away. And we'll find out what's going on right after this on WGN Radio.
Envious, why should she be so envious? She says that I and things. And even though it's true, still I rule. So envious, I can't see why she. Even though I've got the things that seem so real, she doesn't know how blue I feel, 'cause she's got you. It's so strange how things turn out.
She on the list? Why we played? We had a winner with Cleveland Dennis on Geno Park. So who is that? 888-876-5593. And yes, the question that we will retire after next hour is our Hungarian question. In olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe still today, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure for what? So that's my question. Otherwise, you have your category. Sky's the limit on that. We'll prove it again with Mark and Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Mark.
Good. Well, here it's still good night. Yeah.
I think it's good night. Yes, pretty much everywhere. Yes. All right. Well, in
yeah, and I'm skipping. I'm skipping 68 because that was the 67 that I did a few weeks ago. So now we're on 69.
Okay, and that is fine, although I think somebody might have done this last week, but if you weren't listening, that's fine. So are you ready?
No,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one,
yeah.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number two, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Of course, not the original Dee Dee Warwick
Diana
and
Ross.
Not Mendel and Bell, and yes.
Supremes, Diana Ross and Supremes.
And...
Oh, the Temptations.
Yes, absolutely. Number three, Soulful Strut.
Oh. Young Holt Unlimited. No.
Yes, no, you're right. Just don't second guess it. Yes.
Young Holt Unlimited.
Yes, neither of which were actually at that session. Number four, Crimson and Clover.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number five.
Had some ties with the Mob.
Yeah, well. Number five, Hooked on a Feeling.
E.J. Thomas.
Yes, number six, Wichita Lineman.
Jimmy Webb composition with Glenn Campbell.
Number seven, For Once in My Life.
Stevie.
Number eight, Touch Me.
The Doors.
Number nine, Worst That Could Happen.
Brooklyn Bridge, another
yes.
Jimmy Webb composition. So he had two of them in the top ten. How do you like that?
Well, it's also interesting that the Brooklyn Bridge was anywhere since they got their name. You know that whole story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm not sure I do.
Oh, well, they had been the Crests, and of course Johnny Maestro had been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, on co-ed in the 50s, and, you know, by the mid to latter 60s, he said, I'm starting another group, and he was talking to another record executive, said you got about the chance of being on the charts that you do about selling the Brooklyn Bridge. And so he said, okay, that's our name. So that was it.
Yeah.
And they did.
And that that song came from a Jimmy Webb album that was essentially about his messy divorce and included a lesser known hit by the Fifth Dimension called Carpet Man.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Number 10, Son of a Preacher Man.
Dusty Springfield, or as Dick Biondi used to call her, Busty Springfield.
All right. Well, now let's see how far you get. Since you got the top 10, you aced them all. We'll see when you see. We'll see when you fail us. Number 11, Cinnamon.
Derek.
Yes, and who was Derek? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure I do.
Derek was Johnny Cymbal, the guy who did Mr. Bass. Okay. Sneaking down the alleyway, knocking at your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for more. Number 12.
The last time I heard that song, I was thinking that nowadays it would be taken as a song about stalking or harassment.
Sneaking down the alleyway, knocking at your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm
back later lyrics.
All right. Well, whatever. All right. So number 12.
Yeah.
Going Up the Country.
Oh, Canned Heat.
Number 13, Cloud 9.
Yes.
Say what?
Temptations.
Yes.
Temptations.
Absolutely right. Number 14, Lo Mucho Que Te Quiero.
Era.
Okay. Yes, unfortunately right. Norman Whitfield. All right. Number 14, Lo Mucho Que Te Quiero.
Oh, boy. Could you play it?
It was on Whitewell. Yeah, I could actually. I know the song very well. All right. Let me find it here. I hope it's on this computer, but I think it should be. Lo, How Much I Love You. All right, Lo, let me find it. It would be alphabetically. Lo, Te Quiero. Let's see. Yes, I do have it right here. All right, here you go.
It appears this seems to be the first time I'm hearing it.
What? It was a big hit. Obviously, it's in the top 15 nationally, so it's a big hit.
Maybe I just tuned away from it every time I heard it. I don't know, but I'll say who does it.
Well, it was a wonderful song, and that was Renee and Renee, and it was on the album Angelito and More, and that was a great little album, too.
Yeah. This is new stuff for me.
Yeah, well, that's Renee and Renee, and if you were wondering.
Okay.
They were from Laredo, they both were Renee's, Renee Herrera and Renee O, I forget.
Oh, so they were into the... So they were into the Tex-Mex scene.
Well, not really. As far as that goes, normally when you're thinking of that, and I know what you're talking about, the west side of San Antonio, but this is actually Laredo at the border. And I think Angelito was probably the bigger of the two. So that's the deal. And they were half in English and half in Spanish, and they got a lot of airplay. Or maybe just where I was, I don't know. But Angelito was on Jocks, and then it did so well that Columbia signed them. Nothing happened there. And they did Lo Mucho on White Whale. So there you have it. All right. So you did good until then, though. Excellent. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So good deal. Yeah. White Whale. And I think that was the only thing they did on White Whale. Well, you know, people would buy, you know, the particular record as opposed to signing the group. So let's see if we can't put Mark on hold. So why do I have trouble doing that? Yeah, I tell you, I go from studio to studio, and when I get back to one, it's like I forget what I'm doing. I think I just hung up on Mark. If I did, Mark, call us back. I don't think I did, but I could have, because hold and delete or reverse to both of them, so I get them mixed up. Oh, the hell with that. Let's just move back to my question, see if we can get some answers here. And yes, we played some bumpers here, two of them, actually. It's almost time for a third. Yeah, an infamous bumper in many ways, actually. But as for our question, in the olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe still today, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure. Guaranteed cure for what? 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Here I am, open beneath, I lay my heart down at your feet. Now go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, what do you have in common with the last two that we played? That was actually recorded in Los Angeles. A little unusual for that. And who is he? And there's a story there, too. A big one, actually. Okay, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Clayton is in Indianapolis. So, Clayton, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm excited to hear from you tonight. How are you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm here, and you're there, and that's good news. So what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I made it to college. I got out of my abusive home situation, and I made it to college.
Congratulations.
I got out of there.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm here at IU Indianapolis, and I'm studying informatics. I'm an informatics student.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you enjoying it?
And yes, I am. I actually just took my first class today. I'm going to be doing a couple of assignments after I get off the line with you tonight. And then I'm probably going to be making a late night snack while I do a couple of things here on the computer. I'm actually talking to you on a call center headset right now.
Okay. So you're in Indianapolis, not in Bloomington. You're not at Luddy?
I am a Luddy student, but I'm in Indianapolis.
Interesting. Okay. Well, neat. Good deal.
And my second grandma, Becky, also lives here in Indianapolis. And she, along with a lot of her friends, have been taking very good care of me and looking after me.
Good.
So I'm really appreciative of that, and I want to say here on the radio, if they're listening, thank you for that, Becky, and all of your other friends. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good deal. So you've got requests? Got guesses? What are we doing here?
Well, I do have some guesses as to what salami might have been used for.
Okay, what do you think?
I have a tendency to think, and I don't know if this is correct or not, but I have a tendency to think it might have been used to cure infections.
Oh, I love that. It's not right, but I wouldn't be surprised, but nope, not right.
But then that then begs the question, how is it used? If it was used for that, why would it be?
Well,
that begs the question.
It wasn't used for that. It was used for something else.
Well, and I also, while I was at the store yesterday, I bought me a good cordless telephone with an answer machine on it.
All right.
And I got two landlines here plus the call center line that I'm talking to you on right now.
All right.
So I'm pretty excited. I feel a lot safer where I'm at than I did where I was before.
Well, good. Good. And so, yeah, informatics, of course, for people long of tooth like me, that was not a major. But now, yeah, computing, engineering, informatics, a major in several disciplines. So when you get out with a degree in this, what do you want to do?
So what I'm intending on more than likely doing is starting my own telecom consulting and telephone system design firm.
Ah.
And for those that want to know, what I typically would be doing is, let's say you needed a telephone system in your house, and Raleigh, I'm pretty sure you might be one of those that wants a telephone system in your house. Basically, right now I'm calling from my business number, but basically what you would be doing is you would call my business line. I would basically sit with you on the phone and go over all the aspects of your telephone system, like how it works, what kind of hardware I would recommend you get to make it work the way you expect it to work. And then I ultimately put together the costs. I ultimately put together where to source the hardware. I do all of that for you.
Well, good. And of course, you say phone service at home, but by the time you're out doing it, it will no longer be copper landlines. It'll probably be all VoIP.
Oh, it is all VoIP. I mean, I've got copper landlines, but they're carried over VoIP.
Right.
Because there's little VoIP boxes on my, well, there's a VoIP box on my wall for one of them, and then I think there's another one somewhere in a cabinet.
Well, for many people who think they have landlines, the VoIP is actually happening in the node. And they may get copper all the way to the node. But after that, the likelihood that they'd get copper to a CO is almost nil.
Well, the way, because I plan on starting my own telephone company as well, Audavon Communications.
Okay.
And it is copper all the way to the CO, but once it hits a CO, it's VoIP. Because there's converter frames that all those copper wires, they make their way into them converter frames. And once them land over there, each pair of wires is on a port of a VoIP adapter that then takes all those copper lines and brings it out to VoIP to Fusion PBX, which is the brains of the telephone switch.
Why use copper at all anymore?
Well, because it's a great deal more reliable in case cell towers fail. And all of the VoIP hardware is actually kept in the CO where it can better easily be maintained.
I'd rather see it be fiber.
Well, Audavon might supply fiber request.
Yeah, I'd probably get out of the copper business. But interesting, you've got plenty of time to think about it. And that's great that you are thinking, and that's a great place to be. So, you know, everything from AI to, you know, music is involved in this. So so great. Good for
you.
Oh,
yeah. I do plan on making music. I'm still going to use reel-to-reel to record my music and everything like that. And I'm nonetheless really excited. I had a lot of people here in Indianapolis that were so ungodly excited to see me.
Good. Good. That's wonderful.
I do really wish we could meet, because you were actually a very, this is probably going to sound, I don't know how this is going to sound set on the air, but you were actually a very big part of some of my care hotel dreams. I dreamed of you being a care hotel nurse.
Oh, man, the inmates or the patients would be in deep trouble if they were in my hands, but that's very nice.
Well, and it's because I trusted you.
Okay.
It's because I knew that you knew what you were doing.
Oh, God, I never know what I'm doing. But that's very nice of you. I'm glad I start in the dream and I seem to have some competence. I appreciate that. Gives me something aim for.
Yeah, and there was one dream where you ended up having to shock me back to life three or four times.
Oh, God. Well, thank God it was a dream, or you probably wouldn't be with us right now, but I am delighted that you are.
I'm delighted, too. And plus, I mean, like I said, that heart health scare roughly five or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not want to be part of that.
No. No, absolutely. Well, I'm glad things are on an even keel now, and I'm delighted that you called, and I hope you're going to do it again soon, Clayton, and good luck at IU.
I do plan on doing it every night, if you're fine with it.
Give us a call, and we'll talk.
All right. I mean, because I'm wanting to... See, I'm going to be getting a 1A2-key telephone tomorrow for both my telephone lines here, because I'm going to be using one of my telephone lines to run a small chapter for an organization out of my apartment.
Okay.
And I know this is going to sound funny, but it's called the Adult Babies United Organization.
All right. Well, very, very good.
Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Kind of people?
No. I'm almost afraid to know. I know about 1A2 systems back in the days of Western Electric. I think Northern Telco makes it now in Canada. But yeah, the other stuff, no, probably beyond me.
Well,
all right.
For those people that need support who are into that stuff, they'll eventually have a number to call.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it, Clayton.
Okay, all right, you too.
There you have it. Yeah, much more comfortable talking about that 1A2 key. All right, we'll get to Kimberly. We've got a few minutes. We've got a minute. And let's see, Kimberly and Dalton's going to take that minute and have some guesses. What do you think, Kimberly? Kimberly.
Oh, hi, Rolly. How are you?
All right. How about yourself? How
Well, we're going along here. A little bit bad week, but we're doing okay.
Good.
My mom wanted me to call with the guest lumbago.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not, but that's a very interesting guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, feel better and keep me posted.
We were going to call you Thursday night when Christopher turned 1 month old, but my daughter fell asleep, so we're going to try to call you this week together.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, right, thank you.
Yeah, and sleep, of course, is sacred. So whenever you can. Yeah, last night, for some reason, 4 hours I was awake. It was this morning because I went to sleep at 4. But round 6, from 6 to 10, just no reason at all, wide awake. All right, so we'll get to Cleveland Dennis again. And Victor's got a request from Silver Spring. We have another hour of music trivia. Well, not a music. Well, although another bumper stumper is coming up. But trivia of all types coming up on WGN Radio.
You don't have to be a king on a throne to share my love.
To share my love.
You don't have to swim the sea just for me. Because I care, my love. Just let me be a slave to your love. I care for no one else. If you want to make me happy, just be
Raleigh James. Okay, so who is she? What do you have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight? Yeah, you may think you know, but you might not be right. At least not completely. All right, so with that in mind, waiting for the longest time is Victor in Silver Spring. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me on. I just can't sleep. I have health issues with my catheter. Prostate cancer, and they gave me the radiation seeds and did a lot of damage, so I'm more or less confined to the house. I just don't go out anymore unless someone is with me. But anyhow, I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying hearing the people calling in. I have a request. When I was living up in Massachusetts, this was around maybe 1960, 61, somewhere in there, I heard a novelty song on the radio. It was called "There's an Ape on My Fire Escape." And the song was something like that: "There's an ape on my fire escape. I called the zoo. They said they'd come and get him in a year or two."
Yeah, Julius and Caesar.
Could you play that?
Yeah, let me write it down because I do have it. It's one of those one of those records that I don't know why I still have, but I do. It was on Wren. There,
uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Vance and Pockris wrote it. So Lee Pockris and Paul Vance wrote it. So you know, people responsible for things like "Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny" and all that stuff. So
yeah, I hope I can hear it tonight.
Well, it won't be tonight because it's Monday Night Trivia.
Oh, okay.
And you can't never hear it on Mondays. Those bumper stumpers are part of the theme. So it can be Tuesday through Thursday, but never tonight, not Mondays. But I'll write this down.
I'll be tuning in tomorrow to listen.
All right, Victor in Maryland. I'm writing this down.
Thank you for having me. I'll
absolutely
talk to you
okay,
next
thanks.
Time.
Okay. Yeah, Wren was distributed by Ampar, ABC Paramount, and like I say, Pockris and Vance did that, and of course, then you get into who's Julius and who's Caesar, and we'll tell you about that tomorrow night. All right, so 888-876-5593, Cleveland Dennis called back with another bumper. All right, Cleveland Dennis.
Yeah, you kind of gave a hint saying that would be knowledgeable or was popular, but as soon as I heard it, it took me back to not the original time it was produced or was out selling, but it's one of the rarest Northern Soul records, if I'm not mistaken. I Do Love You.
Actually, it's Do I Love You, but good enough.
Indeed, Do I Love
do.
You.
Indeed, yeah. I do. Yes. Yeah. And who's it by?
Frank Wilson.
Absolutely.
And not Jay Frank.
Well, of course
Wilson,
not. Yeah, of course
okay,
not.
But I learned of that song listening to internet radio back about 2018-19 out of the UK there. And, yeah, that's what I got. But, you know, you hit one of the great notes again. You talked about Derek the song Cinnamon.
Yes.
Derek, you said, was Johnny Simba.
Cymbal.
He went
Johnny
Cymbal. Cymbal, yeah. Okay. He went to my high school.
All right.
5 or 6 years before I was there, like 61 or 62. I graduated in 68, West Tech High on the west side of Cleveland. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, you know. That's only claim to fame out of that high school.
And Jack Gale managed him. That's absolutely true. All true. All right. So,
Jack Gale, He was from Scotland.
Yes. Well, yes.
Originally.
By virtue of birth, yes.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
But I think I have a request, if you could, if I could remember it. Webb Pierce, something to do with words.
Did you say Webb Pierce?
Yeah. Yeah, but you guys were talking about that, I think, or you're talking country when you were talking to Johnny Goins.
Yeah, and, right. Well,
that one conversation. It was rather lengthy at the time, and I listened to it, and I listened to it again on your app. But, and I just thought that was, I think you mentioned it, or I picked it up on your station thereafter. But,
I have played quite a lot of Led Pierce, but I don't know anything off the top of my head, words. That's the part I'm having trouble with.
I have a note somewhere about it. I'm just trying to
I'm trying to think of what song.
Remember.
I'm trying to think of what song that would be. Absolutely.
Whispering words, but I don't know. I guess I'll have to come back. Other than that, I think...
The only song I know with that title that's country would be Johnny Horton did a song called Words, but it was... now, plenty of things that were would have words in the lyrics, no doubt, about it. You know, like It's All Between the Lines, things like that.
Right.
But, you know, most people think of There Stands the Glass, not one of my favorites, but because it was redone, of course. So, Wondering, you know, but that's not words, that's Wondering. So I'll have to think about that. Maybe if Johnny is listening or hears this at any point, he will chime in.
Okay, I see my note. It's called Wasted Words, but it's by Ray Price. Sorry.
Well, geez. You know, I tell you what, and I work for you guys, too. I look this stuff up, and, no. All right, yes. Well, that's not hard at all. That was on Columbia, and I've got that on a 45. That's no problem. So, yes, wait, let me write this down.
Well, that would be quite nice if you could do that.
All right, let's Ray Price, Wasted Words. Yeah, my favorite by him is called I'm Still Not Over You. But anyhow, this was Wasted Words. It's from 1956, and I've got it. And so he also did a duet with Van Howard on that. But anyway, we will play that for you. I can do that.
Well, I'm just glad that I got to get my second call in. And
Well,
you know, I don't know what the theme is. I have no idea about that.
Really? I'm surprised.
Well, I'll look further.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Last thing.
Yes.
Garlic is probably the antibiotic they were talking about that's in the salami.
Oh, that could be. Yes, I've heard about that garlic, all sorts of things, including keeping ghosts and the devil away. But no, it has nothing to do with that. But I like it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, dig deeper. Thank you. Okay, great show.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, garlic all-purpose, to say the least. All right. So now let's see. We're going to... Oh, Kimberly called back. All right. She's got more guesses. All right. Kimberly, go for it.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi. Well, you got my curiosity piqued, so I did look up a couple things. So the thing was that I don't know if this is it. Because it's a cured meat, it fights off foodborne illnesses, and it prevents starvation, especially for soldiers and the poor that had to travel a long way or keep food.
I love it, but that's not it.
Not it. Okay.
Oh, good.
That's the only thing I could find.
Oh, well, good. Well, that's good, because we don't want you looking them up anyway, because we do this for the fun of it. You know, one of the reasons that it's so hard to come up with questions is that I try to make sure they're not easily searchable, because far too many people do. So I would assume if somebody really put their mind to it, it wouldn't be easy. But
we got cut off, I think.
We did. Not again. All right. Are you there now? I guess not. All right, Kimberly. Well, thank you.
I got cut off, Ma.
All right. Yes. Hi to Gene, too. Apparently, Kimberly got cut off. I don't know why. But yeah, we appreciate that you don't search them. And I do my best to make them search-proof. But nothing is completely search-proof. Not in these days anymore. So 888-876-5593. All right. Stan in Dearborn knows his bumpers. What'd you hear you know?
Well, the last one that was just guessed was that... Do I Love You, Frank Wilson?
Yeah, yeah. Do I Love You? Indeed I Do, on Soul, 1965.
Yeah, and Chris Clark made that. But the one I'm calling for would be the one before that or the one after. Let's see.
Okay.
I'll take Envious by Linda Griner.
Yes, 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 who is now Lynn Roman and a real estate salesperson in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. The flip side of that, Goodbye Cruel Love, is one of my all-time favorite records.
Yeah, that's the side we play a lot.
Yeah.
And the last one that you played was Just Be Yourself by Brenda Benn.
Absolutely. And my favorite thing by her is The Chaperone.
Yeah, The Chaperone also, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Just Be Yourself. That's my favorite.
Yeah, well, you know, and, so underrated.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're playing my era of Motown.
Well,
sounds.
You will probably know.
Motown labels.
You will probably know the next three. Yes, that's part of the theme. Part of it is they are all Motown labels, but it's not all of the theme. There's more to it than that.
Okay, well, let's see. Brenda Benn was backed up by the Andantes.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it.
And Gino Parks was backed up by the Love Tones.
Yes,
I'm looking at the 45.
Right, so right. You will not ever see the answer to this on any of those records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're all Motown.
Yeah.
They're not the backup group.
Right.
Added. Labels. Let's see. Writers is on the label.
No,
it's subsidiaries of Motown.
Nope, it's something. No, because Linda Griner was actually on Motown, so no.
That's right. Yep.
It's something that the artists all have in common.
Okay.
All right. Well, so you're a winner. Hang on, and you think about it, and call me back. Don't go away.
I sure will.
All right.
Okay,
appreciate
great.
It. All right. So absolutely, yeah. Stan's more than halfway there. I think he'll bring it on home for us. We would hope. So 888-876-5593. We'll have Renee, and we've got Dave and Linda and John, and one line available for you if you want it at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Once in a while I think of her and of the things we do. Most of the time it pleases me. That's when I'm happy blue. Some of the nights I but they are much too few. In all my dreams, she's there with me. That's when I'm happy blue. Without her, life is empty.
there's no one else for me. As long as I can't have her, I can have her memory. When there is gloom and loneliness, I bring the past in view, and once again I.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, okay, who is that? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, let's see, what are we doing here? That's actually a note to myself. What am I doing here? Yes, I've got a straggler, which will be revealed at the end of this hour. In olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe still today, Hungarians found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it was a guaranteed cure. Guaranteed cure for what? All right, speaking of guaranteed cure, Linda in Richland Park is out of the hospital. What? I didn't know Linda in Richland Park was in the hospital. So, Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's going on?
Oh, man, it was like a nightmare happened. I was getting out the bathtub, and I slipped my bath towel. I had tried to bend over and pick it up.
Oh, no.
In the bathtub, and before I could even raise up, my head just was swimming, and I was on the floor, and the shower curtain came down, and that made the floor wet.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I landed on my back, and so what happened was I called my son, and he came in. He said, what? I said, help me to get up. He tried to help me to get up. Now, he do muscles. He works out. He's a grown man, 25. But do you know he could not get me up?
Yeah.
I tried. It was like I had no strength. You know, so he called the paramedics. The paramedics, they came and picked me up from the floor. Asked me, did I want to go to the hospital to check myself? I said, well, I know I'm fine. And so he said, you sure? You sure you don't want to go to the hospital? I said, well, I guess I can go so they can check me out. What did I see that for? I don't want to hold this conversation real long. But you know what? They took me to the hospital, put me in a room. They had alarms around my bed. When I got up to use the bathroom, all the alarms went off. They all came running.
Right.
I never knew anything like that. That kind of ticked me off. It's, oh, no, you can't go.
You know why, don't you? You know what that is. That's an insurance thing. That's just them legally protecting themselves from a fall risk. They're afraid you might fall, so they make it very inconvenient for you to make sure they are not sued.
Exactly. And that doctor, oh, my God, I couldn't get through my... real doctor, you know, I mean, I just had an emergency doctor there, and he was about, I asked how old was he, said he was 40, I said, oh Lord, I'm in trouble. I was thinking that to myself, but he gave me altogether about 30 shots for them 7 days that I was there. I told him, no more tests, no more shots, no more IVs, none of
God.
That, just let me go, because you know what? I was so drunk. I was like I was high on drugs. I said, my son said, Mom, you're worse off than before you went
in. Yeah, it's absolutely right. Yes. Well, thank God you survived it.
Yeah, because you know what? When I got out the hospital and I went home, got in the bed, go to sleep, I woke up. I was thinking I was still in the hospital.
Ugh.
It almost messed my mind up. I said, no, never, no more. You have to have someone in the hospital with you.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
They can get a pig you. And see, I was in there by myself.
No, it's not a good idea anymore. Sorry, but it's not.
And the guy that just called, his name was Victor. He said he can't sleep and he got a Foley bag.
Yeah.
He called. Tell him, I hope he's listening, to listen to Benny Hinn. On his,
All right.
And he will guarantee get some sleep.
All right.
He will.
All right.
Because I feel sorry for anybody who can't get no sleep at night. I've been through that. But put Benny Hinn on.
Well, there you go. I didn't even know he was still doing it. But Benny Hinn's been a televangelist for about 40 years now. Yeah.
Oh, his music is wonderful to sleep by.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a call some other time.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
So, Benny Hinn, definitely one of the televangelists. So let's do this, and then we'll come back to John, to Ralph, to Renee, and to Dave on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a hard one, but who are they? 888-876-5593. And yes, something in common with everything else we've been playing. And no, it's not that they're just on Motown labels or Motown subsidiaries, though they all are. So that may give you a hint as to who this is. But that's not what the artists have in common. Well, they do have that in common, but that's not where I'm going. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have Renee. Renee is in Fox Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio. Renee, have we lost you? Fox Lake, come in. Or not. But thanks for trying, Renee. I appreciate it. Sorry we didn't get there in time. Hopefully you will call us again. All right. So I see that we have trivia requests that we'll get to in a moment. I believe that Dave on the North Side wants more gun smoke, and John in Covington wants Major League Baseball trivia. And Cleveland Dennis knows another bumper. All right. So who'd you hear this time, you know?
Well, first time I ever talked to you, we talked about this group because it's one of my favorites. You said it's one of your favorites. Is the Marvelettes, Too Hurt to Cry.
Not the Marvelettes.
It's not?
Nope. It is not.
Jeez.
It is not. And if it was the Marvelettes, it would not have fit with our theme.
Well, I was going to say the theme is Motown or a derivative thereof.
Nope. That's true, but that's not the point. That is true for all of them, but that is not the point. The point is something else completely that they all have in common, and it is not the Marvelettes. You'll know before the night is over. So that means in the next 20
I'll be
minutes.
I'll be listening. Thank you.
Okay,
very
thanks.
Kindly.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to see if I can give you any hints about that because we don't have much time left. Let's see. No, I can't give you much of a hint. All right. Sounded Phil Spector-ish, didn't it? That has nothing to do with it either. All right, so let's see. I guess I have to find Major League Baseball trivia, so I'll work on that as we welcome John from Covington. How's it going, John?
Good. Real quick, the gentleman that, with the prostate cancer, I had it. I'm 68. I had it when I was 50. I didn't do the seeds, but I did the robotics. And so 18 years later, I'm still kicking.
Well, that's excellent. That is very encouraging. And we are glad to hear it.
But yet, I got another big seed, but that's all right.
Okay. So here we go, Major League Baseball. Now, hopefully the other big C is something that's in check, yes, that you're at least managing.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, It's lung cancer, stage four, but it's in check. Yes, good way to put it. It's in check.
Good.
But although I have a major scan coming next week, or no, about 3 weeks from now. So, and that'll be the first one I had since 6 months, you know. So, must be doing something right.
Absolutely. Or the Lord upstairs is, but somebody is. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Keytruda.
Okay.
It's a treatment put out by Merck.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. It's working for me.
Good.
Okay.
We're talking Major League Baseball. And, of course, as you know, when I read these questions, I have absolutely no idea. Might as well be in Swahili. So I just read to the words. You ready?
Go.
Who broke up at least 81 no-hitters with a home run?
Ooh, let's see. Daggone. Who broke up? I'd say Babe Ruth.
Ricky Henderson.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, good. I was afraid you were going to say, who the hell is that? No, okay, Ricky Henderson. All right, good.
Okay, Riley.
Okay,
see you
thanks.
Later.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that's always embarrassing when, you know, because, you know, on these questions, I don't know. I was the person who, you know, figured SD was the South Dakota Padres and MONT was the Montana Expo. So it's a long story. But anyway, I thought Sparky Anderson was going to fall over. But be that as it may, that shows you what I don't know about sports, which is everything. So, Dave on the North Side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Okay, Dave, don't sound too excited there.
I walked into the weight bench and hurt my knee, so...
I'm so sorry to hear that. So hopefully this is something that will heal soon?
Yeah, I'm used to it. It's part of being blind.
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't be. I mean, as far as that goes, we would hope not.
I always walk into something. I always hurt some part of my body, so I'm used to the pain.
I sort of relate to that, actually. I can never figure out where I am in relationship to what I'm walking by, and it's sometimes it's comical, but you're right. It can be downright painful. All right. So
I walk in so many times that it makes me angry more than it hurts me. I've heard you talk to Fran about this subject. I've heard her say it just comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Can I request a couple of songs real quick?
All right, let's get the sheet of paper out and see what it is you want to hear, okay?
Do you know a name of Jack Teagar?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
What I Like About You.
Okay.
I was going to call you Thursday and ask you for Elvis. I didn't think you'd play it, but it was his birthday, so I was...
Yeah, on the 8th, right. I should have Al Shively's birthday, too. Which Elvis song did you have in mind?
Well, then I was going to... I didn't think you'd play Jailhouse Rock, but I was wondering if you liked any of his old country or gospel era. Before he got famous with the rock and roll, I already did some of that.
Yeah, all right.
Heard a record.
I'll just write down some old gospel Elvis. All right. We'll see what we have.
And then, for my girlfriend, Betty, I want to dedicate the Andrews Sisters.
Which one?
Night and Date.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I heard that last weekend. That's a nice song.
Okay. So we are going to do our Gunsmoke trivia, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we have here. And so here are the questions. Let's see. I think these are the questions. All right.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you for Simpsons, but I figured you'd give me a really hard question I want to get right. So.
Well, I won't know. You see, that's the thing on something like that. All right. So who played Deputy Festus Hagen from 1964 to 1975? Your choices are Clem Fuller, Woody Chambliss, Pat Hingle, or Ken Curtis?
The last one. You asked me this question a couple...
Oh, did I? Oh, well, thank you for being honest. Let's ask you something else then. All right. Yeah. Very, very good. You will probably be able to do this. She played saloon owner and Matt Dillon... What?
Go ahead.
Oh, do you know already before I say anything else?
No, I was like, I don't know, but maybe I can guess if you give me the...
Yeah, she played saloon owner and Matt Dillon's girlfriend, Miss Kitty, for 19 years. Would that be Lucille Ball, Sarah Selby, Frank Ryan, or Amanda Blake?
I think it's Amanda Blake.
Yep, it is.
Ah, okay.
All right. Well, very good. All right, hang on. Don't go away.
All right, thanks. It's
a good deal. And so that's where we have it. And all right. So yeah, Amanda Blake, before she was an actress, worked for the phone company. She was a telephone operator. And I think after Gunsmoke, she pretty much said, that's it. And then became an animal rights activist and has a refuge, or started one in the 80s, the Amanda Blake Memorial Wildlife Refuge in California. And that was, I think she died about 1989 or so. All right, so Steve is in Western Springs. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself, Steve?
Doing very well. Love your show. You're unbelievably entertaining and a voice in the night. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Sometimes when I'm out and about, I'll dial through the AM band or whatever, and there's a lot of talk, and virtually all of it's politics. And I just say, no, I don't want to hear this. So I try to, you know, walk the talk and never do that.
I called you about a year and a half ago, and I'm kind of being redundant in this sense. You and I talked about some of the great overnight hosts in the history of American people, like in Chicago, Eddie Schwartz,
yes.
Long John Neville,
right?
You know, Larry the Legend Johnson, who went from Chicago to Milwaukee. You know, and it's a shame. I know you don't want to hear this. It's a shame your show doesn't go later.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind that. I'd be happy for whatever hours they wanted, just as long as I didn't have to do more of them.
You know. You mean four live per week?
I'll do 3 hours a night, four nights a week, and that's the most you can get out of this old body. But wherever they wanted to put those 3 hours, I wouldn't care. You know, if they said we're doing it from 2 to 5 a.m., like, hey, it sounds good to me. You know, but so they pick it. I don't.
It was amazing, though, when those people would do 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. or midnight to 5 a.m.
Oh, you know, I had to do that when I was Art Bell's designated replacement, don't you know, back in 1999. They were very long shows, yes.
How do you survive when you have to do that long a shift?
Well, I don't know. Well, you better not have a day job at the same time, I'll say that. That better be the only damn thing you're doing. But, you know, on music shows, it was not unusual for someone who had to do a six-hour music show that they actually would pre-record the first, well, they'd record the first hour and play it back as the fourth hour. I had several friends who would do that, and one of them made the mistake of going to 7-Eleven and the door locked behind him. And he literally had to break in the radio station to get back on the air. So, you know, things happen. But that taping that fourth hour, you know, first hour and playing back the fourth was very common.
It was a very, and again, when you talk about the number of night people there are, and when Gene Shepard, what station was he at?
Oh, in New York.
In New York.
Yeah, WOR and then WMCA also. Yeah, he was just the best.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld said as a kid, like 10, 11, 12 years old, he would listen to Gene Shepard on the transistor radio under his pillow.
Right, I'm not surprised.
Gene Shepard said...
Yeah, and he would, you know, he would weave tales that were just wonderful. And
but one of his core mantras was that day people are conformists and night people are nonconformists.
Oh, I love it. So. And, you know, people knew him mostly as WOR because he'd been there for so many years, but he was also in Cincinnati on CKY and KRC, and he was at KYW in Philly. He was on WLW in Cincinnati. But when he got to OR, that's really when, you know, it was enshrined, that show, and it was. It was theater of the mind in a most wonderful way.
WLW is where Wally Phillips and Bob Bozo Bell came from, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We used to joke world's lowest wages, but that's not what it was. Of course, at one time, it was when I was there. It one time it had 500,000 watts, 500,000 watts, and they still kept the moat. It was a water-cooled transmitter. They still kept the moat and still kept it up until certainly the last 20 years or so, and now the whole tower site's gone. But it was wonderful, and Avco owned it for so long, and, you know, LW was just a legend.
Raleigh, have you ever listed the number of radio stations you've worked at?
No. I don't want to think
if
of
you
it.
Were,
I don't want to think of it.
If you were guesstimating, what do you think?
Well, it's 32 cities. I counted that once. And I probably over 50 radio stations.
What's the smallest market you ever worked in?
Doing talk, the smallest market I ever worked in was Rockford. And it was the,
did you live in Rockford?
Yes. It was the best thing I ever did. I had been on KFI in Los Angeles, and after that, I briefly was at King in Seattle, and I just didn't want to do that. And then, you know, nothing was coming up, and I got this offer to do WROK, and the first thing I said was no. And they said, well, just hear us out here. And I always had my four lists. I've mentioned this. I wrote about it in my book. I have four lists, and it's what I use for any decision I have to make. And the first list is things I must have in my life, and there's usually only one or two items on it. And the next one is things I cannot have in my life. Same thing, one or two items. And then things I want and things I don't want, and they have like 50 items each. But I do those in a vacuum, not thinking about them anything, and I just keep the lists. And when something comes up, I look at the lists. So when the Rockford thing came up, I looked at the list and I said, my God, it's hitting all the check boxes. This is amazing to me. And so so I went. And the first week I was there, I made an interesting discovery. When you are in a market that small, and that market was small, you're not going to get callers when you're doing talk radio. And so, you know, I'd been, like I say, on KFI just before that and all that, where the phones, you just hiccup and the phones ring, you know, all that. And so here I am. And there's absolutely nothing. I mean, I got to the point that I was threatening to play doo-wop records, and occasionally I would. I remember playing the Concords, Should I Cry? You know, I said, I've got hundreds more just like it if you don't call. But and they didn't. And so after a couple weeks, I kind of went home and I said, okay, one of two things has to happen here. One is, of course, that I'm going to die, you know, that I just can't do this, that I'm walking away. The other is, if I stay, is that I've got to learn the art of the four-hour monologue. And that's what I did. And I'll tell you what, that saved me, because after I left ROK, I got this offer in San Diego, and it was big money because I was replacing Bill Balance at night, and, you know, biggest money I ever made at that point, so it was a lot of money. But what they didn't tell me was that, you know, the Padres were dead last in the NL West, and I was following them. And so, and I was following the post-game show, actually the post-post-game show. So by the time I got on the air, there may be two people and a gorilla at the zoo listening. That's it. And so it was that, I'll tell you what, the art of the four-hour monologue paid off in ways I never dreamed it would. So you just never know. But yeah, that was the smallest for talk, was Rockford. As far as music, I'll tell you what, when I'd done a lot of radio off the air, you know, not just on the air stuff, but after I was done promoting records, I decided I was going to get on the air. And this was at a time in the early to mid 70s when they needed women in radio because the FCC was mandating it. And so I had a first phone license because I was into engineering. And so the offers were plentiful. And I remember at the time talking to a friend of mine, it was Charlie Murdoch at WLW, who said, well, if you want to do overnight, I said, Charlie, I can't embarrass myself on 50,000 watts. This is a skill, and I don't have the skill. It's not about the art of it. I don't have the skill. And so I said, I'm going to a place that nobody listens to and learn how to do this. And so that's what I did. I went to the Big X, WXVW, in Jeffersonville, Indiana. I guarantee you nobody listened to it. My claim to fame there was I had the building condemned by the Board of Health. true story. Yeah, well, you know, they had, like, it was an old farmhouse, and there was remnants of an old kitchen, and it had just running rusty water nonstop. And in the summer, the mosquitoes hatched, so I figured, that's it. and you know, called in. But I was quote unquote assistant chief engineer because I was the only person who'd walk out in the snow and do field strength readings on the tower. So that was my job, and I guarantee you nobody listened. I hope nobody heard it, and that's sort of how I learned to play records. But I realized fairly early on, within a few years, that I was not cut out to play records. And the reason I wasn't is I have horrible attention deficit disorder. And so it was that I'd be sitting there, and of course, when the records are on, I had nothing to do, so I'd read. And then the records would end, and I'd hear this dead air, and I'd think the jock ought to change the... And I'd, oh, hell, I am the jock! You know, so a book would fly up in the air, and I'd have to do something. So I realized, you know, this is really not my forte. So that was music. I could go on and on, but John says the show's about over, and you got commercials to play, so I think I have to have somebody pay some bills.
Riley, it's great to talk to you, and thank you.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Okay, that's the last one, and no time, I guess, to get your answers on that, so I'm going to tell you. All of the artists were on one of the Motown labels, that's true, but what they all had in common is no matter what Motown did to promote them, none of them ever broke the national charts. Not the Billboard R&B charts, not the Billboard Hot 100, nothing. So Geno Parks, For This I Know, Linda Griner, Envious, Frank Wilson, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do, La Brenda Ben, Just Be Yourself, Herman Griffin, Happy Blue, and he's an interesting sort, don't you think? Married to Mary Wells at the time that he convinced her to leave the label. Yeah, and then he actually shot a label owner. That's another story I'll tell you about a label owner, yeah. Okay, Darnells did Too Hurt to Cry. Yes, it was the Darnells. And the Andantes, of course, backup singers who actually put out some stuff like A Nightmare. So that's that. Now, our question. In the olden days in Hungary, maybe still today, Hungarians found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure for hangovers. The salami is placed over a jigger of vodka. You probably have to be drunk to do this, but the vodka is then sipped through the salami, and supposedly the hangover will disappear, you know, or you'll die. All right, so apologies to Naoto in Japan and Ralph in Rockford, and we'll do trivia again next week, but tomorrow night I think we have a big 3 hours starting at 10 o'clock, 21 hours from now, so I hope you will call back. We can talk about whatever's on your mind, and until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Talk to you tomorrow on WGN Radio.